WLAK 1260 AM Amory. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. At the White House today, President Biden and First Lady Jill Biden will mark the 4th of July, hosting a barbecue in celebration for veterans, military families, and caregivers. Earlier, the President and First Lady participated virtually in a National Education Association event, the President thanking educators for their dedication.
I know the last few years have been incredibly difficult. We ask so much of you, and I want you to know I see you, we see you. We thank you.
The president congratulated NATO Secretary Jens Stoltenberg after the U.S. and NATO allies voted to keep him in the position for the next year. It comes as Russia carries out fresh strikes in Ukraine today. Police in Philadelphia holding a briefing following last night's mass shooting that killed 5 people. 2 minors were injured. Heightened security across the country as well, including New York City, where police are out in force ahead of tonight's fireworks shows. This is ABC News. A Kremlin spokesman today said there's been discussions about a possible prisoner exchange with the U.S., potentially involving jailed Wall Street Journal reporter Evan Gershkovich. He has been behind bars in Moscow since March on espionage charges. Hotels in Los Angeles are full this 4th of July week, but it's also day 3 of a strike by hotel workers over pay and benefits.
It's not quiet and relaxing at many of LA's biggest and fanciest hotels right now, as workers ranging from housekeepers to cooks and front desk agents picket outside demanding better wages, retirement, and health care. They say the work has become backbreaking for little pay. Mercedes Flores is among those picketing.
We are not trying to get rich. We just want to be earning a better wage, so just to live decently.
The union says some workers are living in their cars. One large hotel came to an agreement with the union, but others remain in negotiations after the workers' contract expired over the weekend. Alex Stone, ABC News, Los Angeles.
Sherry Preston, ABC News.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what you need to know. 8 people are doing better today after getting stuck hanging upside down on a roller coaster for about 3 hours in Crandon Sunday. Nobody was hurt, but one person did go to the hospital. It happened on the final day of the Forest County Festival. Channel 7 in Wausau reports 7 of the stuck passengers were kids. Inspectors were still looking into the cause of the mechanical breakdown last we checked. The fight over Wisconsin's top election official could have implications for the 2024 presidential election. Legal questions over Megan Wolf's reappointment could take months to resolve, and the election is only 16 months away. If Wolf's position as administrator is disputed next year, it could become the basis for lawsuits and challenges to the guidance she gives to local clerks. Wisconsin is one of a handful of states that are expected to decide next year's presidential contest. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
Civic Media isn't just another broadcast company.
We're your neighbors. We bleed green and gold.
And we love nothing more than to help fellow Wisconsinites succeed.
Whether your business wants to advertise to your local community or the entire state, Civic Media can help. Find out more at civicmedia.us.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
People won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is killing people. It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally and commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can even be pressed into counterfeit pills that resemble prescription medications. Just 2 milligrams, about the size of a few grains of sand, could potentially be lethal. This isn't an ad to scare you, but it is an ad to make you think twice. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Democratic candidates are held to a higher moral standard. I don't see Representative McCarthy calling for George Santos to shamefully leave the halls of Congress. It is never principle above party. It is never principle and policy above person and personal achievement for Republicans.
The Maggie Dawn Show, Monday through Friday at 6 p.m. on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
I have Corrine Hendrickson, part of the Wisconsin Early Childhood Action Needed group.
It feels like they're trying to pit the teachers against the parents, and all of us can come together to say, look, stop trying to, you know, divide and conquer and work with us. And they're still trying to hide and say, well, the JFC cut it. There's nothing I can do. Yes, there is. You can vote for the amendment to continue child care counts.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
I'm Smokey Bear, and I made an assistant to help you out, because only you can prevent wildfires.
Hey, Assistant Smokey Bear, call me Papa Bear, because I'm grilling up dinner. Do you get it?
Yes, good job.
So, what should I do with all these coals?
Don't just toss them out. Put them in a metal container, because those embers can start a wildfire.
I understand. The stakes are high.
Ha, 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 ha.
Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Live from the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Albaugh Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Albaugh.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. Todd Albaugh, along with our producer, engineer, Mr. Aaron Zommers, on this holiday Independence edition. Monday, July 3rd, 2023, we are here live with you on a Monday. Happy to have you along with us, Mr. Zommers. We are into hour number two.
Yes, we are, and it's always good to hear from our friend Jeff Perry.
Absolutely. Great, and we've said this before, but especially now that we're statewide, it's my favorite part of the show, quite frankly, is our listeners that call in, always offer tidbits of information that I might not have known before, or bring a different perspective. And that's a great part about having a statewide show, because you realize at the end of the day, whatever party we happen to support or vote for, first and foremost, we are Wisconsinites and Americans. Doesn't matter whether we're in Green Bay, Richland Center, Racine, Kenosha, Hayward, Amory, Eau Claire, La Crosse, places in between. We're all the same. We're all trying to fight, just have a better life for ourselves and our kids, our grandkids. And proud to be Wisconsinites. Proud to be Americans. That's why we've got the banner, the red, white, and blue bunting up behind us today, a special holiday edition. In this half, or this hour, rather, going to be giving away some Milwaukee Brewer tickets. Six tickets to Thursday's game at 1:10 p.m. against the Chicago Cubs. Six tickets to the club level. Be giving away those away shortly. Also talking this hour about Bidenomics. Fox News. Yes, Fox News even bragging about how well the Biden administration is doing on the economy. We'll have a cut and discuss that as well. And a special holiday edition of Board Game of the Week with Mr. Aaron Zommers. But first, let's go to the phones, 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. And let's go to Tom up in Sauk County. Speaking of folks that we always enjoy hearing from, Tom, happy Independence Day to you, sir.
Hi, Mr. Albaugh.
What is new and happening?
Any advice for those who drink a bottle of booze tomorrow, asking for a friend?
Funny you should say this, or you should ask, because I was going to later on in the show, but let's pull it out right now, because there's some great holiday advice that has been told to me over the years by a special person in my life, and in fact, I do have some advice for those who might be consuming alcohol this weekend or this holiday. Remember this. If you have a fifth on the fourth, don't go fourth on the fifth.
I'm going to remember that.
If you have a fifth on the fourth, don't go home on the, or don't go fourth on the fifth. Great piece of great.
It's simple. It's right. Memorable.
It is.
Yeah.
I have taken that with me for many, many years. And people who are not familiar with a fifth of alcohol kind of look at you like, what the heck are you saying?
speaking of the holiday, I think it's neat that we celebrate people who don't join a political party.
Yes.
But do you think it's just political gridlock that explains why we don't have also have a Democrats Day and a Republicans Day in addition to Independence Day?
Well, I mean, you know, the Republican Party was born in Wisconsin, and as I like to say, it's also died in Wisconsin. But you know, if you're in any political party, you do celebrate it. But yeah, we don't have a national holiday for political ideology. But that's the point, right? We're supposed to look past our partisan preferences and focus on the fact that we're all Americans, first and foremost.
Are you familiar with the No Labels Party?
I've heard of it. I'm not a fan.
Yeah.
Are you?
They stand for political centrism and bipartisanship.
Well, that's what they say.
But its goal is to have a ticket of moderate candidates for POTUS and VPOTUS on the ballot in all 50 states for 2024. And it hopes to attract voters who are dissatisfied with both major parties.
Mm-hmm.
But what's more plausible is that it's going to peel away mostly Biden votes, potentially throwing the election to Trump. So it would help to know which right-wing billionaires are funding No Labels.
Well, I'm really glad you brought this up, Tom, because we're going to, in another show, we're going to spend actually more time on this, because you're absolutely right. I'm doing some research on this now, but it appears there are more conservative billionaires funding No Labels in order to get a Republican elected. That seems to be the real purpose of this group, No Labels.
538.com just did a great piece on No Labels.
Really? All right.
It argues that, electing a No Labels president is a fantasy, because even though 40% of Americans call themselves independents, most of those independents actually lean strongly either Democrat or Republican.
Mm.
And only about 1 in 10 voters are truly independent, even though most of them also lean either right or left.
That's fascinating.
Yeah, everyone is dissatisfied with both parties, but more importantly, everyone hates and fears one of the two parties.
Remember, about 23,000 votes for Jill Stein in 2016, Donald Trump won Wisconsin by about 23,000 votes. So as Forrest Gump says, that's all I have to say about that. DJ, Tom, Jack, always appreciate you calling in. Have a great day up there in Sauk County, my friend. Thanks for calling in. Happy Independence Day.
All right. Be good.
All right. You too. Back with more after this. If you're on the phone, hold. We'll take your call in a minute.
Yeah, there's a whole lot of insane out there. In roller derby, it's not a game, it's a bout. And each jam is filled with insane drive blocks and rushing soul crushes that rip shivers through your toe stops. Pace line, pivot line, jam a grand slam, whip a scoring pass, or you're down with rink rash. Yeah, there's a whole lot of insane out there. And every Wisconsin roller derby girl knows to be insanely good on the flat track, you can't be insanely drunk. And if you can't be drunk on those wheels, you'd be super insane to roll drunk on your car's wheels. So take it from Wisconsin's best jammers, blockers, and pivots. When it comes to driving,
drive sober on the road,
no matter how many wheels you roll.
Because you can't lap the pack with an OWI riding your back. So ladies and guys, drive sober or get pulled over. And let's reduce fatalities on Wisconsin roadways. Download the free Drive Sober app with a Find a Ride feature, awesome videos, and more at WITrafficSafety.org.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Transportation.
If I could be you,
and you could be me,
for just 1 hour,
if you could find a way
to get inside
each other's mind,
walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out, and for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here. I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe, and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
And having fun doing it. It's Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. Hello, Mr. Aaron Zommer is our producer and engineer on this Independence Day edition, Monday, July 3rd. We are live with a brand new show. Welcome in. We appreciate you being here. Kind of an open line, Independence Day version, whatever you want to talk about, whatever is on your mind. This hour, get ready. We're going to give away some Milwaukee Brewer tickets to that game on Thursday against the Chicago Cubs. Six tickets in the club level. Going to be giving those away. Also talk about Bidenomics, what they're talking about in Fox News. Board Game of the Week with Mr. Aaron Zommer is a special holiday edition. But first of all, let's go to the lines. Luann in Hale's Corner. Great to have you listening to Hale's Corner. Luann, hey. Thanks for being with us and holding through the break. What say you?
Hey, Todd. I called to win the Brewers tickets.
Oh, I'm sorry. We haven't given the question yet. So I'm sorry. I thought you were calling in about.
Oh, I gotta wait.
Yeah, well, we usually do a trivia question, and then it's the first person with the right answer. So keep listening. We're gonna give them away in just a couple of minutes here. All right. Okay. Sorry about that. I thought you were calling to make a comment on the show.
Wait, no, I do want to make a comment.
All right, go ahead.
You've touched on so many subjects here, but. I'm with you. I always try to look for the light at the end of the tunnel, and these Supreme Court decisions really are heartbreaking. And then somebody like by the name of Dan Schaefer with the recombobulation area pointed out that in the next presidential election, there is going to be possibly two Supreme Court seats opening up, or that might be in the near future. That should give us hope and a reason to keep working on the elections coming up, because that means a 5-3 majority, 5-4 majority, is it, in the other way. So I'm just pointing out that there is a little bit of hope here.
I think there's absolutely, there's a lot of hope. And I really appreciate the call, because that's what we try to, we have to report, we try to report. We always want to report the truth, but we try to report what's current and talk about it. And sometimes it's not always the happiest stuff. But yes, it's great. As you know, it kind of sounds trite, but Jesse Jackson said this years ago at the 1988 Democratic Convention, keep hope alive, right? I mean, keep hope alive. And as simple as it is to say, I think we have to continue to do this, particularly with our young people who are going to the polls, because that's the thing that will kill all this if people don't believe that their vote matters.
Absolutely. And hope means there's work to do. So kudos to all the people that are out there trying to register new voters, like Mandela Barnes and his group, Souls to the Polls. I mean, we do have work to do, and there is hope.
Yeah, there absolutely is. Well, we'll keep listening, Luann. We're giving these tickets away here in a few minutes, and I hope you call in. I hope you win them, okay?
Okay.
All right.
I'll call back.
All right. Thank you. Appreciate it. What are your thoughts on our open, we'll call it open line Monday here on July 3rd, the Independence Day edition, talking about these decisions in the Supreme Court and elsewhere? What are your thoughts on this? 844-967-2789. We'd love to hear from you, just like Luann in Hale's Corner. 844-967-2789. I want to go to this cut that we have, Mr. Zommer. We're going to play it for you just a second here. So let me set, this is... this is from, I believe, over the weekend. And do you see on your, because I don't have it right in front of me, Mr. Zommers. I'm trying to find out what show this was on. In
Fox. The Five.
The Five. Thank you very much. Have you ever watched? I don't watch a lot of Fox News like I used to, but I'm not familiar with the program, The Five.
You know, neither am I. I think it might be what replaced Tucker Carlson.
Oh, really?
I don't know. Don't quote me on that. I have honestly no idea.
Fox News viewers, we apologize. We're not regular Fox viewers. Found this on the Twitter, as they say. And by the way, Twitter is going down in flames. I'm kind of only half joking. Apparently, Elon Musk over the weekend put a... you can only view so many tweets per day.
Yeah, I think it's 600.
Day. Yeah. And that's a whole other story, but apparently he's not paying his bills to Amazon and Google, and so there's not as much storage. Anyway, I got this off Twitter over the weekend from Fox News itself, from one of the contributors. And this was a take on President Joe Biden and the economy, and as he's calling it, Bidenomics, on Fox News. So if you say, well, Todd, you're just making things up or you have a political bent, all right, well, don't take it from me. Then take it from Fox News. This is what they said on The Five on Fox News about Joe Biden over the weekend.
But Joe Biden has a tremendous economic record to run on. There's a nifty chart floating around social media. Everyone should check it out. The U.S. has the highest post-pandemic growth in the G7 and the lowest inflation. So all the countries we compare ourselves to. 13.1 million jobs created. So, yes. All the ones that were lost during COVID came back, and then we're gaining jobs at a faster clip than we did under the Trump presidency. 800K in manufacturing. There are articles all over talking about the manufacturing boom. We know unemployment is below 4%. We have 35,000 infrastructure projects. And before you say, oh, you're not going to see a bridge for 20 years or whatever, there are Republican senators humiliating themselves on Twitter now, talking about how excited they are that the broadband is coming to them. $3 billion, Goyan Tommy Tuberville, I think is how you pronounce it, you know, says, like, the broadband's coming, and then Joe Biden gets to, quote, retweet him and say, see you at the groundbreaking, which is what he did to Mitch McConnell. John Cornyn's been doing it, Nancy Mace, Elise Stefanik. These are people who voted against the things that their constituents are now going to get, and they want to take credit. And they don't deserve it for voting against it. 10.5 million new applicants for small business loans in the last 2 years. That's the fastest we've seen that happen over a two-year period. So, oh, one of my favorites, U.S. consumer confidence. Talked about that. It's at a 17-month high.
There you go. I mean, why in the heaven's name is that not being talked about by Democrats from every rooftop, cell phone, website, and newspaper available?
They're talking about it on Fox News, and they didn't just cut her off and right? go to commercial.
Right? That is Fox. That's not, you know, from the White House lectern. That's not from MSNBC or Rachel Maddow. That cut is from Fox News. The Five. I think it's tremendous. And so you start, if you focus on what they just said, and then you put into perspective the, I think, absolutely political genius of Biden coming to this agreement on basically the budget and the debt ceiling that is not going to come up until after the next election for president. I mean, unless there is, God forbid, some catastrophic catastrophe that can't be foreseen. What are Republicans actually going to run against Joe Biden on? And yet Democrats aren't talking about this enough, in my opinion. She hits on a great point there. This infrastructure bill of Biden's, put through, of course, or helped through, and helped the writing of it, the authoring by Secretary of Transportation Pete Buttigieg. One of the most successful pieces of legislation of the Biden presidency thus far. Putting billions and billions of dollars into infrastructure. And as she points out, now you have Republicans, conservatives, I'll say a nut job like Tommy Tuberville. He's the guy, by the way, Matt Flynn, our colleague that directly is after us. Matt Flynn's been pointing this out for weeks. Tommy Tuberville, former big football coach, right? College football coach, Tommy Tuberville. And he is holding up the confirmation of admirals and generals in the U.S. military because of personal, things that he doesn't like. Holding up because of social issues, abortion, gay issues, holding up confirmation of our military. And he's a Republican, but yet, he'll be right next to Joe Biden when he shows up to give out the money for the bridges and the roads. And Biden's fantastic, right? Instead of getting mad about it, getting angry, he just tweets back and says, I'll see you at the ribbon cutting. Same thing he did to Mitch McConnell. Bunch of money in here for bridges, I think, between Kentucky and Ohio, if I'm not mistaken. Mitch McConnell was there representing Kentucky, stood right next to President Biden and said, thank you very much. Not very many Republicans actually voted for this, okay? I don't have the list in front of me. Adam Kinzinger, former congressman who was beaten, of course, in his primary because he had the audacity to vote against or vote for the impeachment for Trump in the second round on the January 6th committee with Liz Cheney. Former Congressman Adam Kinzinger was one of the people that voted for the infrastructure bill, one of the few Republicans. I don't believe any Republicans in Wisconsin did. So if you see Fitzgerald or Grothman or Tom Tiffany or Derek Van Orten or Stile, if you see them posing for holy pictures for money from the infrastructure bill, they not only had nothing to do with it, they voted against it, as did Ron Johnson, the U.S. Senator from Wisconsin. So don't let these guys take credit for it and say, oh, we're bringing in this money for local municipalities, for roads and bridges. Actually, no. It's no thanks to them at all. Who it's thanks to is Joe Biden and U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin, Congressman Mark Pocan, Congresswoman, honest to goodness, Mr. Zomer, Gwendolyn Moore, I get this COVID brain yet. Clear back from December. I think it's real. I space out on things more often.
Probably, yeah. It happens to a lot of people.
But anyway, Gwendolyn Moore, Congresswoman Gwendolyn Moore, also voted for the infrastructure bill. And this is the point that these people are making on Fox News. This is what will help Democrats, including Biden, get reelected. They're not asking me, believe me. But as a former Republican, if I were advising the Democratic strategists and candidates for 2024, I'd say take that cut from Fox News and play that everywhere. Run on that. Job creation, the best G7 country to deal with inflation anywhere in the world. Run on that. Because that's what people are going to vote, especially if you look at the Marquette Law School poll that came out on Thursday, Friday in Wisconsin. It's going to come down to the independents. Not just in Wisconsin, but across the country. 2024 will be this very, very narrow band of voters. The hardcore Democrats are going to vote for the Democratic candidate, Joe Biden. The hardcore right Republicans are going to vote for the Republican nominee, most likely Donald Trump. It's going to fall in the middle. Wisconsin, probably 30,000 people will decide who wins Wisconsin. In western Wisconsin and along kind of that corridor north of Highway 29. Probably going to come down to that. What do you think about that? 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. How do you think Joe Biden should look at 2024? We'll talk about that more when we come back. Also on the other side, some Milwaukee Brewer tickets. Don't go anywhere. This is the Independence Day edition of the Todd Allball Show, and this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
This summer, Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK has a new starting lineup. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Tom and Crude. Then at 6, The Maggie Dawn Show. WLAK.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. At the White House today, President Biden and First Lady Jill Biden will mark the 4th of July, hosting a barbecue in celebration for veterans, military families, and caregivers. Earlier, the President and First Lady participated virtually in a National Education Association event, the President thanking educators for their dedication.
I know the last few years have been incredibly difficult. We ask so much of you, and I want you to know I see you, we see you. We thank you.
The president congratulated NATO Secretary Jens Stoltenberg after the U.S. and NATO allies voted to keep him in the position for the next year. It comes as Russia carries out fresh strikes in Ukraine today. Police in Philadelphia holding a briefing following last night's mass shooting that killed 5 people. 2 minors were injured. Heightened security across the country as well, including New York City, where police are out in force ahead of tonight's fireworks shows. This is ABC News.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell, and here's what you need to know. The fight over Wisconsin's top elections official could have implications for the 2024 presidential election in a battleground state. Legal questions over Megan Wolf's reappointment could take months to resolve, and the election is just 16 months away. If Wolf's position as administrator is still disputed next year, it could become the basis for lawsuits and challenges to the guidance she gives to local clerks. Wisconsin is one of a handful of states that are expected to decide next year's presidential contest. Senator Tammy Baldwin is criticizing 2 Supreme Court decisions last week. She's talking about the court's ruling on affirmative action in college admissions and a case that allows discrimination against people based on sexual orientation. Baldwin says both rulings are matters of fairness and freedom. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
Hey, this is Joey Erickson at Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK. At Civic Media, we love our local communities and want to share your stories. Submit your local event and we'll let our listeners know. Email me at joey.erickson@civicmedia.us.
UPS Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
This summer, Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK has a new starting lineup.
That's awesome.
Beginning at 6, Up North News. Then at 8, Stu Daniels. At 10, As Goes Wisconsin. Then at noon, Civic Media Network News. 12:15, Town Call. 1 p.m., The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Tom Ancrude. Then at 6, The Maggie Dawn Show. This summer, things are heating up on Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
Welcome back to the Todd Alba Show on Monday, July 3rd, 2023, along with Mr. Aaron Zomers. We are live with you on this Independence Day edition of the show. Great to be spending a little time with you. I know a lot of people are off today across the state of Wisconsin, taking a little extra day, a little extra weekend. Mr. Zomers and I will be technically off tomorrow. We'll have a rerun for you tomorrow. What did we dial? We dialed last Tuesday's show up. Is that what we did, Mr. Zomers?
I'm not sure. I think Evan got that put together.
There will be something on the air tomorrow in the form of the Todd Alba Show, a rerun. So that will be broadcast tomorrow. And then back with a live show for you on on Wednesday. So looking forward to that on the 6th. Speaking of the 6th, on Thursday the 6th, rather, we have 6 tickets to the Milwaukee Brewer baseball game for this Thursday, July 6th. It is at 1:10 p.m. in the afternoon, the first pitch. All right? So you have to be available to go at 1:10 in the afternoon on Thursday, July 6th. Also, you cannot have won a Brewer ticket in the last 30 days. Not the last calendar month, but the last 30 days. All right? So go back to June 3rd, basically. Also, you have to have a smartphone because these tickets, not our choice, the Brewer's choice. They are not paper. We can only send them to you electronically. So we have to email them to you, and you have to have a smartphone so you can take that to the Brewers game. You download the Major League Baseball app, and then they scan those tickets through the app. So I haven't won the last 30 days, and then also that you have a smartphone. Here is the question for you. Using July 4th, 1776, as a starting point, how old will the United States of America be tomorrow on July 4th? 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. First person with the right answer wins. Mr. Zomers will take your call. We'll put you on the air right away. And give us a guess. How old is the United States tomorrow on July 4th? If you use the starting point of July 4th, 1776. How old is the United States tomorrow? 844-967-2789. Again, 844-967-2789. I'm hoping this works out. She called in earlier. I see she is back with us. Let's go to Hale's Corner. Luann, you are the first caller. How old is the United States tomorrow?
Now listen, I'm doing the I'm panicking so I can't.
It's okay.
But it's going to be 23 plus.
It's okay.
Oh my God.
You can do it. Take your time. We'll talk amongst ourselves why you do the math. Yeah, because there's some disparity. Some people use a different, you know, some people use other factors. We are using July 4th, 1776 as the inception. It is when the Declaration of Independence was signed by the Continental Congress, all right, in Philadelphia, 1776. July 4th. A lot of people don't realize that July 2nd is when it passed in Congress. It wasn't signed until July 4th. But using July 4th, 1776 as the starting point, how old is the United States tomorrow? Mr. Zomers, while she does the math, do you understand what I'm saying here?
Yes.
All right.
I think I'm ready.
All right. This is for all the marbles. This is for six tickets. In the club level, Luann, Hale's Corner, what say you?
Oh, my gosh. I say, hold on, let me double check.
All right, double check the math.
Drum roll, please.
All right.
I say 247 years.
You want to know what I say to that? I say Hale's Corner, yes, absolutely. Congratulations. Hale's, yes. Hale's Corners, yes. Are you going?
I'm picking my grandson.
Oh, my gosh, that's fantastic. Grandsons and grandma going to the... You have 6 tickets to the game on this Thursday, July 6th. It's at the club level. You guys are going to love this. It's like concierge service, actually. They're absolutely fantastic seats. Make sure you take your cell phone, stay on the line. By the way, are you listening to us over the air or on the app?
On the app.
That's great. That's great. The Civic Media app. That's great. Stay on the line now. Yes. Mr. Zomers will take your full name, your telephone number, and your email off the air, and we will get those tickets to your email. Congratulations, Luann. Thanks for listening to us.
Thank you, Todd.
Yeah, my pleasure. That is fantastic. See, I mean, again, that's why I love coming to work every day, because you get to talk to great people like Luann, listening to us on the Civic Media app. And you say, well, Todd, I didn't know there was an app. I thought you were a radio network. Guess what? We're both. We're on all these radio stations across the state of Wisconsin. But we're also on the app. So to paraphrase David Letterman, we are in select cities across Wisconsin. And if your city, and heaven forbid it hasn't been, but if your city has not been selected, you can still listen to us on the Civic Media app. Simply go to your app store on your smartphone, either Apple or Android. Go to your smartphone, type in Civic, C-I-V-I-C, Civic Media. It comes up, a C and an M logo, kind of in a blue and red. Click on that. Takes less than a minute to download, usually. It's free. Best of all, free is what Gail King calls a deal. The free Civic Media app. And then you can just simply open that up. And you can take Mr. Zomers and I with you, or whoever our producer that is, each and every day. You can take him.
Sometimes each hour.
Sometimes each hour. That was the best thing I heard today. Sometimes each hour you can take us along right in your pocket, in your car, in your garden, on the beach, wherever you're at, wherever you have cell phone service, wherever you have Wi-Fi, or as my friends in El Salvador say, Wi-Fi, wherever you have it, you can take us along. The Civic Media app. Go to your app store now and download it. You're not going to be sorry. All the great Civic Media radio programming. And don't forget this. If you're not Luann, and if you're not going to the game in person on Thursday, you can still listen to it. All summer long, Milwaukee Brewer Baseball right here on Civic Media. You can listen to us on the eastern part of the state on the big 1100 AM. Oshkosh Air Support, WISS in Oshkosh, all the way kind of from the porches of Sun Prairie to kind of the porches of Shawano, and a lot more in between. All along and around Lake Winnebago, the Fox Valley, Oshkosh Air Support, the big 1100 on the AM side. And on the FM side, it is 98.3. Also over on the Driftless in southwest Wisconsin, my home stomping grounds, WRCE, News from the Center, AM 1450 and FM 107.7, WRCE, Milwaukee Brewer Baseball. All season long, can't wait for those games at home against Chicago. Bob Uecker back on the call for those home games. Fantastic, right? Really love that. Thank you, Luann, for listening, and thank you, all of you, for listening. We'll have more tickets all season long, not just on this show, but on others. Be listening as Luke Mathers wakes up and he checks his sealed mayonnaise jars under Funkin' Waggle's porch, and if there's tickets in there, he gives them to us.
I didn't know that's where they came from.
I don't think he appreciates it when I say that, because he says, Todd, they're not paper tickets. Remember, they're electronic.
Well, that's the thing. They're not paper tickets because they're covered in mayonnaise, so he digitizes them.
That's exactly. The mayonnaise makes you have to transfer them from paper to electronic.
Why? I don't know why they insist on shipping them that way, but oh well.
I know. It's odd, isn't it? Oh, my goodness gracious. It is now 2:42 on the Civic Media Radio Network. Don't forget, coming up right after our show, it is Matt Flynn Direct. I believe it's a best of episode, as well as best of Devils and best of Maggie Dawn. Not sure if Rick Smith Across America at 8 is pre-recorded or not. And then it's a Native Roots Radio with our friend Robert Pilot, tape delayed at 10. So a great lineup across the Civic Media Radio Network. You know what? I had this story. Let's see if I can find it here in real time. There was a story about squirrels. And they're exploiting. You ever heard of exploiting?
No. What? How do you spell that?
I S P O or S P L O I T I N G. Exploiting. Squirrels exploiting. It was a great story. See if I can find this in real time for you. This is exactly the kind of story that we need right now, because it has to deal with the heat. It's oppressively hot right now.
It looks like it's S-P-L-O-O-T, so it's splooting.
Oh, splooting. That's what it is. That's exactly what it is. All right, let me find this. I have it. That's... Have you ever seen a squirrel sploot?
You know, looking at these pictures, I don't think I have.
This was on National Public Radio. This is a fantastic story, and we have exactly enough time to talk about this. So the heat, and it's getting like 90 degrees here in Madison today. Also hotter around the state of Wisconsin. And it's a great story from National Public Radio. If it just loads here, my darn computer. It's all because of the heat, you understand. And so what squirrels do is they will lay out on the ground, their bellies on the ground, and they put their arms and their legs like straight out, basically. I'm not making this up. And because I guess it's because they can only pant so much with a squirrel tongue. And so they sploot. And it's called splooting, where they sprawl out like this. And I guess other animals will do it occasionally as well. I never heard about this until I read it. Had you, Mr. Somers?
No. I mean, it makes perfect sense.
I thought so, too. I mean, have you ever splooted in the summer?
You know, I think I might have. Maybe not outside, though. I go in my own room and, like, the nice cool bed just spread out across the whole bed.
Okay, so here we go. Who are they? Squirrels. As this is directly... splooting is tied to climate change. It's making extreme heat events more common. These bright-eyed, bushy-tailed critters are splooting to cope. Splooting is behavior some animals use to cool their body temperature. Squirrels are finding cool surfaces and lying on their stomachs, legs spread to cool off. Think of it like finding the cool side of the pillow that you're trying to fall asleep on. According to Sonny Carrero of the New York City Police, or a Department of Public Parks and Recreation, she says all about transferring the heat away from their bodies. She says they're trying to find a cool space. And if they can put as much of their core body on the cool space, then the heat is going to transfer from their bodies to other surfaces. So in the case of squirrels, you'll also see them maybe on a shady sidewalk or a park path or in grass or just splayed out, right? It says much of the southern U.S. under heat advisories, millions of people are facing dangerous extreme temperatures, and that's why they're uncomfortable with the heat. The wildlife is too. When hunters or whether when humans are hot, sweating cools us down, but animals that can't sweat have to resort to other behavior to cool off. Dogs pant, birds dunk themselves in water, and squirrels sploot. I did not know that. I did not know there was a lot of splooting going on. So what's the big deal? Splooting squirrels are popping up all over social media. And once I looked for it, I found it. And while it may seem goofy and cute, it is. Splooting can be a sign that squirrels are experiencing temperatures much higher than what they're used to. And climate change is making it worse. So there you go. So it's not just the smoke we had last week in Wisconsin. It's also that squirrels are just, they're hot. They're way too hot. And so they have to resort to this splooting. Which reminds me, on my way to work today, you're not going to believe this, Mr. Zommers. On my way to work today, I passed Olin Park, and I looked over, and there was a squirrel putting suntan lotion on his nuts.
Wow. I feel like that'd make it harder to eat, but...
That's how hot it is. That's how hot it is here in Madison right now. We're going to come back, and we're actually going to talk to Mr. Zom, a special holiday edition of Board Game of the Week. It's too hot to go outside. Air condition or sploot yourself and play a board game. We'll have it for you after this. Don't go anywhere. It's an Independence Day version of the Tom Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Don't let biased algorithms or degree screens or exclusive professional networks or stereotypes. Don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight. The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
What is the grand prize? Is it a fabulous cash prize?
You definitely get to take home the cheese. I know that.
I hope so. Humans aren't necessarily logical creatures. Maybe it is.
Thrill seeking.
It's the thrill of the cheese and the bragging rights.
The first person across the line wins and gets to keep the cheese.
And that's it.
And I think that's it.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Bry. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station.
Welcome back to the Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. It is now 10 minutes before the hour of 3 o'clock. That's 10 minutes before our friend and colleague Matt Flynn steps in after the top of the hour news. Matt Flynn direct a great repeat episode. Always no live calls today because his show is a repeat, but always informative. Matt Flynn direct at 4 o'clock. Then the Devil's Advocate with Crudy and Dom. Remember, it's never personal, only politics. The Devil's Advocates at 6 o'clock. A rerun this afternoon. A great show, the Maggie Dawn Show. She, like Matt Flynn, an attorney, great perspective these days on things like the Supreme Court and all the goings-ons here in Wisconsin. At 8 o'clock then, Rick Smith Across America, and at 10 o'clock, a tape-delayed version of Native Roots Radio with the wonderful Robert Pilot. Met him up in Green Bay about a month ago. Great guy, funny guy, really informative guy, Robert Pilot. Great person, great host at Native Roots Radio at 10 o'clock. My sister has already texted in here. She says, quote, "Oh, how I missed Aaron and the banana phone." So there you go. A shout out from Heather.
Thank you.
Yes, absolutely. I missed Aaron and the banana phone song, too. Speaking of Mr. Zommers, it is time for an Independence Day version of Board Game of the Week.
Welcome one, welcome all. We are here for Board Game of the Week on a special Independence Day edition. We got the fireworks to celebrate. We're all ready to go.
Honest to God, when I heard that first firework, I'm like kind of ducking these days. I'm like, that's the first reaction. I mean, yeah. I mean, for my neighbor, I just, when you heard that, you started to duck. Anyway, go ahead. Let's keep things light and happy here. Yes, Board Game of the Week, Independence Day firework edition.
So yes, it actually is related to fireworks.
Oh, really?
The board game for this week is called Hanabi or Hanabi. I'm not sure.
Okay, God bless
My
you.
Japanese is rusty.
Oh, okay.
Thank you.
Very good.
No, it's the Japanese word for fireworks.
Really?
And it is a 2-5 player game. Pretty easy to play and pretty short, clocking in at about 25 minutes.
All right.
And you're trying to work together to make the best fireworks show. Mm. So you have cards of different colors and different numbers, 1-5.
All right.
And you're trying to play 1-5 in the right color. Sounds pretty simple, right?
Yeah.
Only your other players can see your cards. You cannot see your own cards. And you can only give hints. You can't just tell them the number or the color. So it's a pretty fun little game. You got to figure out a system with your friends to be able to give the right hints.
And do you have to be honest about it? Or can you use kind of like trickery to make them pick the wrong card?
I mean, you could, but it is a pretty cooperative game, so you might not want to.
Oh, I see. It's cooperative. See, if I play this with my niece Isabel would just be like trying to trick me into picking the wrong card. This sounds really fun, actually. This sounds like a cool game.
Yeah, and guess what? It's only about $8.
Really?
So it's
very affordable.
Pretty cheap, easy to play. 2-5 players, so you can, if you have a little bit of a bigger gathering, you can get a couple more people in to play it. I always appreciate when games go up to at least 5.
Yeah. That's really, and it can be online, or is this kind of more common in stores, or something you have to order online, you think?
You can do either. I've seen it in most game stores that I've been in any time within the last few years, actually. So.
Wow. Saying the name, I'll spell it because I obviously don't know Japanese either.
Yeah. Hanabi or Hanabi. It is H-A-N-A-B-I.
All right. Hanabi or Hanabi?
I think it's Hanabi.
Hanabi. All right. Hanabi. H-A-N is a Nancy. A-B-I. Hanabi.
Yes, we'll that's correct. That.
All right. There it is. Hanabi, our board game of the week. Appreciate you doing that, Mr. Zomers. Appreciate it. And pulling out a spectacular, you know, Independence Day themed one as well.
Yeah, you got to have some of those funny ones ready. You know, yeah. Some holidays don't really have board games themed after them, at least not ones that are good.
Right.
But if you have stuff like Christmas, I'm sure there's plenty of those. Halloween, there's a ton.
Yeah. There's all kinds of, yeah. So play a little Hanabi and enjoy some fireworks tonight. Are you going anywhere for fireworks tonight? Or are you hanging out with friends tonight? So.
I'm just hanging out at home.
You're just hanging out splooting.
I'm just splooting. Oh, yeah. Actually, you know, Hanabi is simple enough that you can play it while splooting.
Oh, really? Well, see, you could cool yourself off, do a little splooting, and play Hanabi.
You just got to have a big, cool area, like a big concrete floor, and have your five people splooted out in a star.
Ooh. Or like marble floors. Like go to the,
that'd be better.
Go to the Capitol.
That'd be
right,
a lot better.
Right in the rotunda. Just do some splooting right in the rotunda.
Might want to clean it a little first.
Yeah. Well, you know what? The Capitol maintenance people are spectacular. Because when I worked there, I'd be there working at night. And I'm telling you, those are some of the unsung heroes of state government. The people that clean the Capitol. Because it's cleaned every single night.
I didn't know that since I haven't worked there, unlike you.
Yes, they clean it. I mean, if you've never taken a trip to Madison, come down, enjoy the state capitol, get in for free. One of the great treasures of the state of Wisconsin. So there you go. I'm going to, as I said, chill out a little bit, maybe go grab a brat at the terrace tonight. And then tomorrow it's more unpacking for Todd. So that's my spectacular 4th of July. I'll be doing that. On the Fridays, we tend to say something we're thankful for. I guess I'll end with this, Mr. Zomers. I didn't give you any heads up, so I'm sorry for that. But when we think about Independence Day, like, what does it mean to you? What is America? What is a birthday? What is Independence Day or celebrating it mean to you?
I think I agree a lot with what you said earlier in the show, how some people might not want to associate with the American flag right now, and I completely get that. I respect that. But I think Independence Day is a day to be hopeful and concentrate on the positives and think, you know, this country was founded on some really great ideas, and we can still do our best to adhere to those.
Totally agree. Hard for me to improve much upon that. I've loved the 4th of July ever since I was a kid. We used to have a family reunion on the 4th of July. We had the farm. Used to do my own fireworks show. Loved the pyrotechnics of it. And just, you know, love the patriotism of it. And you're right. Our country is not perfect. Certainly there's a lot of folks that are still left behind. But when you look around the world at a lot of the alternatives, we're still doing a heck of a lot better than other places. And the United States of America is still someplace that people want to come to. Doesn't mean we don't have areas that we need a lot of improvement on, but it's still a place where, by and large, we have freedom of speech. By and large, we don't have to worry about the government coming after us if we say something against a current sitting elected official. That's not the case in places like Russia and in China and in other more repressive places that don't have a democratic republic or a form of democracy. And again, what our caller Tom said earlier in the show, reminding us that it's a time of year that we can stop, pause, and reflect, as Andy Spies, my former teacher, likes to say, and remember we're all Wisconsinites first. We're all Americans first. And despite our political differences, we should focus on what makes us great as a country. It's our differences. It's our diversity. It's the fact that in this country, we're not bound together by a state religion. We're not bound together by a geography. What makes us Americans is our ideals. That people from all over the world have come here because we believe in things like freedom and equality. And we have to keep striving to make those better each and every day. And that's what Independence Day is about to me. Keep banging your drum. Keep believing what you believe in. Don't give up fighting for it. Happy Independence Day. We'll be back with a live show on Wednesday. See you then.
Larry, it's your mom. Did you know the Civic Media Network covers the whole state of Wisconsin? They can help your business get the word out, whether you want to reach a smidge of folks or just want the whole kit and caboodle. Call 608-819-8255. Okay then, bye.
Consumers everywhere are rediscovering the benefits of buying locally produced food. Not only is it fresher, tastier, and more nutritious, it's also good for the local economy. And did you know the Village Hearth and Artisan Hearth hamburger and hot dog buns and rolls you love are baked right here in the Midwest. With the state-of-the-art bakeries and facilities throughout the Midwest, freshly baked buns and rolls are delivered fresh every day to your neighborhood grocers. Village Hearth and Artisan Hearth buns and rolls, locally baked, delivered fresh daily.
It's never personal, only politics. The Devil's Advocates Radio Show with Dom and Crute. Weekdays from 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK 1260 AM Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Rena Rowe.